Welcome to Buddies for Life, the lifestyle platform for breast cancer survivors.
Which psychosocial therapy suits you? By Nadia Boyson. This episode is brought to you by LifeGain All-in-One Advanced Nutritional Supplement in the interest of education, awareness, and support. LifeGain Advanced Nutritional Supplement is scientifically formulated to offer beyond everyday nutrition that can support chronic illness. Visit lifegain.co.za for more information. Nadia Boyson looks at the various psychosocial therapies and explains which one is best for certain personalities. Therapeutic interventions in oncology. When looking at therapeutic interventions, the available treatment modalities are considered. These include psychiatrist and the role of medication, art, play, and animal therapy and psychotherapy. Some modalities can be done individually or in group settings. For some, being open and honest might be easier in a group where the focus isn't solely on them. Others are unable to share in a group and need privacy. Narrowing these interventions down to specific approaches, it's important to note that there are various approaches that can be used within psychotherapy. Psychotherapy, on the other hand, can also be combined with other intervention modalities. For example, patients who receive psychotherapy might also need something for panic attacks or sleep disturbances. In this case, psychotherapy is important to understand what is causing the panic attacks, but this may take time, so it's wise to include a psychiatrist to evaluate and prescribe medication to ease the symptoms while the patient is busy with the psychotherapy. It's vital to work as a team and request the help of other professionals when needed. From the umbrella term of therapeutic modalities, it's important to take a closer look at psychotherapy and the various approaches used. Psychotherapy, also known as talk therapy, is where psychiatrists, psychologists, counselors, or social workers talk to patients to understand their problems and make meaning out of their thoughts, feelings, and behavior. It's a safe space where you can talk about issues and find resolution through talking and exploration. The list of approaches varies greatly amongst professionals and different fields of intervention. Within oncology, we ideally need to combine a few approaches within psychotherapy, as it's such a multifaceted problem that affects the patient, family, and community. Systems theory is a fundamental approach to incorporate. We all function within systems, at home, at work, and within our communities. We're responsible for certain roles within the various systems that we function in. When something happens and changes our ability to perform these roles, the whole system has to readjust and find stability again. Roles change amongst systems involved until they are stabilized again. It's important to assist patients in understanding the changes and assisting them to facilitate these. Psychoeducation refers to education being shared with patients and loved ones to enable them to understand their illness better. This is empowering and lessens anxiety related to illness. It's also valuable for kids, as parents often think that sharing less is better, but kids are good at sensing when there is tension or when things change. The problem is that kids have such creative imaginations and often imagine the worst, which makes them feel very unsafe. Sharing age-appropriate information with your child will be much less harmful than hiding the truth. The foundation of the person-centered approach is the belief that people inherently have the desire and potential for growth. This is valuable in oncology, as the whole oncology journey often tests inner strength and desire to live. Creating a safe space where patients can explore strengths and grow in challenging circumstances is vital in a cancer journey. The focus is on the patient at the center of the treatment. It has moved away from the medical model to patient-centered care, where patients are included in decision-making. It empowers them to have more autonomy and control over what happens to them. Cognitive behavioral therapy. The focus here is on the process of how thoughts and feelings affect behavior. So, if thoughts and feelings can change about something, behaviors can too. For example, patients often refer to chemotherapy as poison. If they reframe those thoughts and view it as life-saving medication, it's easier to go through the process. Patients often say, "I had no choice," but there is always a choice. Some are just better than others, but there is still a choice. Many are accustomed to giving power to the chosen option, but often it feels like there is no choice. If we can think differently, we will start behaving differently. So changing thoughts will change how you feel about things, which will change your behavior. Bioenergetics. This approach is based on the idea that physical and emotional health is connected. In the world of cancer, the focus is mostly placed on physical health. But by including counseling, we also assist with emotional healing, teaching coping skills, and dealing with trauma. This is vital in dealing with life after treatment to live healthier from a holistic perspective. All is equal. Whichever approach is used is the healthcare professional's choice, chosen specifically to fit the patient and their circumstances. At the end of the day, we hope to facilitate change and make each journey easier to reduce the trauma. This episode was brought to you by LifeGain All-in-One Advanced Nutritional Supplement in the interest of education, awareness, and support. LifeGain Advanced Nutritional Supplement is scientifically formulated to offer beyond everyday nutrition that can support chronic illness. Visit lifegain.co.za for more information.